Agent Craig on AWS, Architecture Bake-Off for Financial Grade Platforms. Agent Craig has moved from lab experiment to platform requirement in financial environments that demand auditability, cost control, and predictable latency. In this article, I compare four concrete architectural approaches on AWS with real trade-offs, plausible numbers, and an unambiguous recommendation. When Google Research published its analysis on reliable agentic RAG for enterprise platforms, the signal I captured was not about models, it was about orchestration, governance, and where core responsibility should live in the stack, huh? In financial environments where every LLM call needs to be auditable, every retrieval failure needs to be traceable, and every inference dollar needs to be justifiable, the choice of agent orchestration architecture is not an implementation detail. It is a first-class architectural decision. I have four serious candidates on AWS, and I am going to put them head-to-head, the real problem. Why naive RAG falls short in finance. Classic RAG, embed, retrieve, generate, solves the static knowledge problem, but breaks along three critical dimensions in financial environments. First, multi-hop reasoning. A query like, what is customer X consolidated credit exposure, considering derivatives and open positions as of T2s, requires multiple retrieval steps with dependencies between them, not a single vector search. Second, tool use, computing VAR, querying a credit limit system, or triggering a real-time pricing API are actions, not documents, and naive RAG has no action mechanism. Third, regulatory traceability under BaSense, CVM, or SEC. The reasoning chain that led to an automated recommendation or decision must be reconstructable, not just the final output. Agentic RAG solves all three by introducing a plain execute, observe loop, React, MRQL, or variants, where the agent dynamically decides which tools to invoke, in what order, and when the answer is good enough to terminate. The cost of that capability is operational complexity. Agent loops introduce non-determinism, variable latency, infinite loop risk, and an expanded attack surface. The central architectural choice is where that loop lives and who controls it, and that is precisely where the four approaches diverge materially. The four candidates, architecture identity of each. Option A, native Bedrock agents. The agent lives entirely inside Bedrock. AWS manages the React loop, tool routing, action groups via Lambda, session memory, and knowledge base integration, OpenSearch serverless, as the vector backend. The operator defines the instruction prompt, tool definitions in OpenAPI schema and guardrails. Orchestration latency runs around 800 mMesa sinks per reasoning step for Claude 3 Sonnet, build date per input APoIT token plus orchestration overhead B, LangGraph plus EKS. The agent loop runs in Python inside the EKS pods using LangGraph to define the state graph. The team has full control over every graph node, transitions, state checkpointing in DynamoDB, and integration with any retrieval backend, OpenSearch service provisioned, page vector on Aurora, or Kendra. Orchestration latency is deterministic and controllable, but operational responsibility is total. Option C, step functions orchestrated. The agent loop is externalized to a step functions express workflow. Each reasoning step is a machine state, invoke model, evaluate, branch, retrieve, tool call. LLM non-determinism is contained within individual states. The orchestration itself is deterministic, auditable in Xray, and replayable. Lambda executes the tools. Bedrock or SageMaker serves the model TokenD, hybrid Bedrock plus step functions. Bedrock agents handles the inner React loop while step functions orchestrates the outer business flow, input validation, context enrichment, agent invocation, post-processing, audit logging. The agent is a controlled black box, not the primary orchestrator. Critical dimensions, where each architecture wins and where it bleeds. Regulatory auditability is where step functions, option C, has a structural advantage. Each machine state generates an event bridge event and an X-ray entry with the full payload, input, output, duration, errors. In a Balsena audit, I can reconstruct exactly what the system decided at each reasoning step for any historical session. Bedrock agents, option A, provides CloudTrail for API calls and invocation logs in CloudWatch, but the internal reasoning loop is opaque. You see the input and final output, not the intermediate thinking steps, unless you explicitly enable trace via enable trace true in the invoke agent call. Inference cost is the second differentiator. In Bedrock agents, each reasoning step consumes tokens from the system prompt plus conversation, history plus, retrieved context plus response. For Cloud3 Sonnet UZE East 1, that means roughly 3s1m input tokens and 15 1m output tokens. An agent with 5 reasoning steps and average context of 4k tokens per step costs 0.8 per session. In Step Functions Express, orchestration cost is 1 1m state transitions, practically zero, but you still pay for Bedrock tokens. The real difference is that Step Functions lets you terminate the loop early with deterministic evaluation logic, reducing unnecessary steps. P99 latency is where Line Graph option B can surprise negatively. Pod code starts, state serialization overhead in DynamoDB, and network latency to provision the OpenSearch service can push P99 to 8 doof-seconds under complex workloads. Bedrock agents, being managed serverless, has more consistent P99 around 4-7 seconds for 5 steps, but without tuning control, security and governance. What the comparison table doesn't fully capture. In regulated financial environments, the attack surface of a reg agent is qualitatively different from a REST API. The agent can be induced via prompt injection to exfiltrate context data, invoke unauthorized tools, or bypass guardrails. Each architecture has a distinct risk profile. In Bedrock agents, native guardrails offers configurably content filters with harm categories, hate, insults, sexual, violence, misconduct, prompt attack, and word filters with custom lists, configurable via the Create Guardrail API with content policy config and word policy config. The problem is that guardrails evaluates the output, not the intermediate reasoning. An injection that manipulates the planning step can go undetected if the final output appears benign. In Lendrafita and KCS, security responsibility is entirely the team's. That means implementing 1. Input sanitization before any model call. Thus, I am Rose with least privilege per graph node. A retrieval node should not have permission to invoke payment APIs, TraceMS, CMK for state encryption in DynamoDB with OAuth. K as mass encryption type and per tenant key in multi-tenant environments. 4. VPC endpoints for OpenSearch and Bedrock eliminating public internet traffic in step functions. This state separation creates a natural opportunity to insert deterministic validation between steps. A validate tool output state that checks schema, range, and permissions before passing the result to the next reasoning step. This is difficult to do reliably in Bedrock agents without extensive action group customization. For environments with LGPD SDPR requirements, step functions also facilitates data residency controls via IAM condition obvious, request acted region on each service invocation, observability and SLOs, what to monitor in each architecture. Agentic RAG breaks traditional API SLOs because latency is a function of the number of reasoning steps. which is non-deterministic. Defining a P99V6 LO for an agent with up to 8 steps is mathematically impossible without explicit termination control. For bedrock agents, the primary observability signals are invoke agent duration in CloudWatch, metric invocation latency, step count via trace parsing, field orchestration trace pontracional, and throttling exceptions rate indicating pressure on the account TPS limit, default 10 TPS per model, per region, increasable via service quotas. A realistic SLO is P95 8 with a 0. 5% error budget for throttling. For step functions, each state emits native metrics, execution time, executions failed, executions timed out, with OpenTelemetry. I can instrument each tool's Lambda with spans that propagate the step function's traceID, creating an end-to-end trace tree in X-Ray or Datadog. The most useful SLO here is steps per session. If P95 6 steps, that's a signal that the system prompt or retrieved documents are low quality, not that the system is slow, for LangGraph 10 KKS. The pattern that works is the OpenTelemetry SDK with LangChain auto-instrumentation, exporting to ADOT Collector on EKS, and then to CloudWatch, EMF, or Datadog. Critical metrics, LLM totken, usage per graph node for per step cost control, retrieval rate, relevant documents total retrieved, and tool daughter rate per tool name. A retrieval rate. Says in production is an alert for vector index degradation, likely embedding drift, or a stale index. The flexibility paradox in financial agents. The architecture that gives the agent the most flexibility, LangGraph with an open graph, is precisely the one that most complicates regulatory audit. In finance, the goal is not to maximize agent autonomy. It is to maximize asterisk behavioral predictability within an envelope of authorized accessions. This inverts the intuition of those coming from the AI research world. You want the most constrained agent that still solves the problem, not the most capable one. Step functions enforces that constraint structurally. Critical anti-patterns in financial agentic RAG. Asterisk no step limit. Agents without a configured max estimations can enter infinite loops consuming tokens indefinitely. Always set a ceiling, 80 steps is reasonable for most financial use cases. Over-permissioned tools, action groups or Lambda tools with IAM policies using on resources. Each tool should have a dedicated IAM role with minimum permissions and AWS. Resource tag conditions for per-tenant isolation. RAG context without metadata filtering retrieving documents, without filtering by tenant ID par, classification label, or effective DOM in the open search query. In multi-tenant environments, this is a data leakage vector between clients, logging prompts with PI. Enabling full trace in bedrock or logging LangGraph payloads without masking CPF, bank account, and position data. This violates LGPD and creates audit risk, asterisk static embeddings in production. Indexing documents once and never reindexing. Embedding drift when switching embedding models silently invalidates retrieval quality. Monitor retrieval. Hit rate and reindex when switching models. Architect's note. What I would actually do. In every regulated financial environment, I have architected option C, step functions with bedrock invoke model per state, is the correct starting point, not because it is the most elegant, but because it is the most auditable and the easiest to explain to a compliance team that has never seen an AI agent. The hard-won lesson is that the AI adoption battle in finance is not technical. It is about institutional trust. As step functions flow with named states that evaluate credit query pattern, retrieve regulatory docs, pause, validate tool output that an auditor can read in the AWS console is worth more than a perfectly optimized LangGraph loop that only the ML team understands. Once the business and governance are comfortable, then you evolve to the hybrid or to Lane Graph, but start with what you can defend in a risk committee meeting. Verdict. Step functions orchestrated is the financially responsible choice. For financial platforms with serious regulatory requirements, BaSen, CVM, SEC, LGPD, asterisk, option C. Step functions orchestrated is the primary recommendation. It delivers structural auditability that none of the other options offer natively, negligible orchestration cost, deterministic per-step retry and timeout, and a mental model that compliance and engineering teams can share. The 25 kb payload limit is the only real obstacle, solved with the S3 reference pattern in less than a sprint. Native Bedrock agents, option A, is the right choice for MVPs, proofs of concept, and internal use cases where Tier 1 auditability is not a requirement. Do not dismiss it. It has the best time to production and the lowest operational overhead. Lane Graph EKS, option B, only makes sense if you have an AI platform with a dedicated ML engineering team, need real portability, multi-cloud or on-prem, and are willing to invest 3-4x more engineering time. For most Brazilian banks and brokerages, that investment is not justified.